Galatians chapter number 6, if you will, be in the New Testament, the book of Galatians in chapter number 6. We'll begin reading in verse number 11. When you get there, we'll read down through verse number 17. Thank you, Miss Caitlin. That was some wonderful singing this morning, and I appreciate you covering up all my bad singing with that good piano playing, all right? Galatians chapter number 6. Verse number 11, I want to say thank you to Brother Matt, too, because I about lost my voice singing to y'all, and he has got this, he's got it right now. I can hear myself, and so maybe I won't be loud this morning at all right? And but if you're in Galatians chapter number 6, say amen.
Amen.
If you're not there, you're probably not going to find it. I'm just going to be honest with you. It ain't one of them hard books to find, but anyhow, we'll have it up on the screens for you. We're going to start in verse number 11, and I'm going to ask you to do me a favor. We've been sitting for a while, so stand up just for a moment, and we'll read this, and then I'll let you have your seat as soon as we read these six verses, all right? The Bible says in verse number 11, "You see how large a letter I have written unto you with mine own hand." If you know Galatians, you know that this is Paul writing. If you know the story of Paul, you know that he has some issues with his eyesight. Possibly could be what he alluded to with the thorn in the flesh. But he says here, "You see how large a letter I have written unto you with my own hand." This is one of the last letters that Paul would write himself. These other letters, some were dictated by Paul, but not necessarily written. Verse number 12 says, "As many as desire to make a fair show in the flesh, they constrain you to be circumcised, only lest they should suffer persecution for the cross of Christ. For neither they themselves who are circumcised keep the law, but desire to have you circumcised, that they may glory in your flesh." The Bible says in verse number 14, "But God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross." He says, "But God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ." Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we love you. God, I thank you, Lord, once again for the singing, the worship this morning. Lord, I pray now that you'd bless our time in your word. God, I pray that you give me the words this morning, Lord, bring all things to remembrance. And God, I pray today that we leave out of here glorying in the cross. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. And amen. You can have a seat. I entitled this, "I Will Glory in the Cross." Here Paul is writing in chapter number 6. He is concluding the letter here to the churches of Galatia, which, by the way, was several churches. He's concluding this letter to them. And as he is writing this letter to them, he says, he goes back to cover what he has covered already, to summarize, if you will, what was going on in Galatia. These Jews had come in after Paul's teaching. Paul had come in and taught the gospel of grace and by grace, and these Jews have now come in and they're trying to add to the grace of God. They're trying to add to the cross of Christ. They're trying to say to these believers that you can only be saved. Yes, you are saved by grace. You are saved by Jesus. But you're going to have to be circumcised and you're going to have to live by the law. In other words, what they were trying to do was they were trying to make it about us. I need somebody to help me right here. It is not about us. Salvation is not about us. Salvation is nothing that you can obtain. It's nothing that you can achieve. It's nothing that you can accomplish. Salvation is in the cross. Salvation is in the work of Christ on that cross. There's not one thing that you can do outside of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ for your salvation. And so Paul is trying to teach. He's saying, hey, they're telling you to be circumcised when they're circumcised and won't even keep the law. He's saying it's not about what you can do. It's not about the works that you can perform, but it is about the cross. It is about the sacrifice of Christ. And he says it eloquently, and he says, but God forbid that I should glory save in the cross. He said it like this, if I can help you in today's language. He says, I've got nothing to brag about in myself. He said, but I will brag about the cross. Is everybody all right? He says, I'm not glorying myself. I'm not brag on myself. He says, but I will brag on the cross. I will glory in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. And as many as walk according to this rule, peace be on them, and mercy, and upon the Israel of God. From henceforth let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. I'm going to stop right there. You can read the last verse if you want to on your own time. But this morning I have entitled this, I Will Glory in the Cross. I think that every Christian ought to glory in the cross. I need somebody to help me this morning. In other words, it ain't about how good you are. I want to say this morning. Nobody cares what sins you don't commit. Nobody cares what sins you've never committed. I hear a lot of people brag about, well, I ain't never drank alcohol. I ain't never done drugs. I ain't never done this. I ain't never done. You was just as lost as I was. I did all those things and you were just as lost as I was. You was just as wicked as I was. My child, to my knowledge, ain't done no drugs. And I know he done alcohol because his dad, his pa-in-law, or my pa-in-law, his granddaddy gave him some doggone moonshine. I ought to kick him in the teeth for that. But anyhow, to my knowledge, he ain't done the things that I have done, but he was just as lost as I was. Y'all better hear me this morning. In other words, it's not based off of who you are, what you've done. It's based off of who he is and what he has done. Therefore, I have nothing to brag about of myself. You have nothing to brag about of yourself. But we have everything to brag about when it comes to the cross. I want you to look with me. Every Christian, every one of us can brag about the cross. No. Let's stop right there. Every one of us should. Every one of us should glory in the cross or brag on the cross because of the following glories of the cross. Yeah, that's a different key word, I know, but I like it, all right? Number one, I want you to look at this with me. The person of the cross. I can brag about the cross because of the person on the cross. I need somebody to help me. Hey, it wasn't me. I need somebody to help. It was supposed to be me, but it wasn't me. Somebody better shout right now. Everybody ought to shout right now that you wasn't on that cross. It was supposed to be you on that cross. You deserved that cross, but he was on that cross for you and I. He was satisfying the penalty for sin for you and I so that you and I did not have to go upon that cross. We did not have to suffer the wrath of God. And so the person of that cross, you and I should glory. You and I should brag about the cross because of the person of that cross. The revelation of his birth, the Bible tells us in Genesis chapter number 3 and verse number 15, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman and between thy seed and her seed, and it shall bruise thy head and thou shalt bruise his heel. All the way back in the Garden of Eden, God said, I'm sending a person for the cross. cross. I need, y'all better hear me. He said, I'm sending somebody for the cross. I'm sending a seed all the way. He'll come through the woman, which means that he'll be born of a virgin. And the Bible tells us in verse number, Isaiah chapter number 9, verse number 6, for unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Listen to me. All the way back at the beginning, he was foretold of the revelation of his birth. We see we can brag on the person of the cross. We can brag on the person of the cross because of the record of his life. He lived a sinless life, a perfect life. Oh, Pilate stood before him and said, I find no fault in this man. Over and over, he brought him forth to the people and said, there's nothing wrong. He has done nothing wrong. The Bible tells us this, he that knew no sin became sin for you and I. Can I say this morning, he wasn't for he had made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. I can brag on the cross because of the glories of the cross in the person on the cross. His revelation of his birth, the record of his life, the reconciliation of his death. The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter number 5 and verse number 18 and 19, and all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them. I'm going to read that again. The Bible says that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. As we look at this morning, you can brag on the cross this morning because of the person on the cross. We see the revelation of his birth, the record of his life. We see the reconciliation in his death, and we see the reward of his resurrection. The reward of his resurrection. I won't burden you with all the reading that goes along with that, but I will give you the verses in 1 Corinthians chapter number 15, starting in verse number 19, all the way through verse number 23. We find out that our hope is in Christ. Our reward is in Christ. Why? Because he rose. And the Bible says, and because he rose, he's the first fruits of those that are saved. In other words, God's not going to leave us here. There's a reward in his resurrection. I can brag on the cross this morning because of the person that was on the cross. Oh, I need somebody to help me. Hey, so many people, they worried about what somebody might think about them to call themselves a Christian. They worried about what somebody might think of them if they stand up and take a stand at school or at church or at work or wherever out in the world. Well, if I stand up for the Lord, listen to me. You and I got more to brag about than the world has to brag about. While they brag about what they've done, they brag about how evil and wicked they are, you and I can look to a cross. We can see a person on that cross that was foretold 6,000 years ago. It came true. It came true. He died for you and I. And the Bible says there was over 500 witnesses that seen him resurrect from the dead, come back from the dead, and walk amongst them. Can I say this? I got something to brag about. I got something to brag about. Hey, Paul said, ain't nothing about me. I'm not going to tell you about what I did. I'm not going to tell you. If there was anybody that could brag on what he had been through and what he had accomplished, it was Paul. He said, I ain't got nothing to brag about. I will glory. He said, I ain't glorying in nothing. I ain't glorying in me. He said, but I will. I will clean me off a spot and brag on God a minute. I'll brag on the cross a minute. Man, I hope y'all get this as good as I do. I'm telling you, he says, I ain't got nothing to brag about. But I stand right here where the cross was and say there was a cross. I need somebody to help me. There was one that was on that cross that I can brag about. We see the person of the cross. Not only that, we can brag about the cross because of the next glory of the cross, and that's the power of the cross. See, I can brag about the cross because of the person on the cross, Jesse, but I can brag even more about the cross because of the power of the cross. Power of the cross. Yes. I notice the power of the cross over sin. The Bible tells us in 1 Peter chapter number 2, who his own self bear our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Hey, the power of the cross, it changes you. It changes you, the power of the cross. When you look at the power of the cross over sin, when Jesus died, the Bible says, he that knew no sin, he was made sin for you and I. He died for you and I on that cross, and he paid the price for every sin that you have ever committed or that you ever will commit. Dang, I need somebody to help me right there. These people in this world that'll forgive you for wronging them once. They'll forgive you for wronging them twice. They'll forgive you for doing a lot of things. But there's only one that says, I forgave you for everything that you ever did. I've forgiven you for everything you ever will do. I've taken care of it all. I've paid the price for it all. And it's all yours. That's the power of the cross. It's the power of the cross. Power of the cross over sin, the power of the cross over self. Oh, Paul said this. He said, but God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. He said this about the cross. He said, it's so powerful that it's changed me. Not only is it power over sin, but there's the power over self. Paul said, it is so powerful that it changed me. And now, oh, y'all ain't hearing it. Y'all ain't getting it. He says, and now, he says, the world is crucified unto me. It's dead to me. It no longer has power. I'm trying to get it. It no longer has power over me. He said, the world is crucified. It's dead to me. It no longer controls me. And he says, and I am now dead unto the world. He says, I am now dead unto the world, meaning that I live now for Christ. It changes you. It changes you. The power of the cross, not only do we see power of cross over sin, the power of cross over self, but the power of cross over Satan. The Bible says this, and I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him. Who's him? Satan. They overcame him. How? By the blood of the Lamb. That blood that was shed on the cross, it defeated Satan. And according to Revelation chapter number 12, you and I overcome. Not by what we do, not by who we are, but according to the Bible, we overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. The power of the cross. We see the person of the cross. I can brag because of the person of the cross. I can brag because of the power of the cross. It's power over sin. Is everybody all right? How many of y'all, hey, come on now, be honest with me. How many of y'all look forward to December 31st so you can lie to everybody again and tell them what you're going to turn over a new leaf on? I need somebody to help me. How many of you, how long are we in this? We are 8 months today. We 7 months have gone by. How many of you are still on track for your New Year's resolution? I'm going to eat better this year. That ended. I'm going to go to the gym. That ended. I'm going to attend church more. That ended. Is everybody all right? Don't act like y'all don't know what I'm talking about. I remember doing all that. Hey, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to be this. I'm going to be that. I'm going to do that. Amen. Come on. Let me tell you something. The power of the cross, I didn't turn over a new leaf. It changed me. It changed me. Matter of fact, Paul, where does he say it in here? He says this, "For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision." He's talking about works there. He says, "But a new creature." That's the power of the cross. A new creature. He doesn't say, he wasn't bragging on anything, but a new creature. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Is everybody all right? Listen, I can brag. Y'all ain't getting this. I can brag on the cross because of the person on the cross and because of power of the cross. There's no greater power. Let me see how Paul said it. "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation. To the Jew first and also to the Greek." No greater power on all the earth than that of the cross that'll transform a man from an alcoholic to a preacher. Y'all ain't ready for this. I'm going to have to find me another church. The power of the cross. I can brag on the cross because of the person of the cross. I can brag on the cross because of the power of the cross. Listen to this one. I liked it. This is me. Y'all ready? It's probably bad, but I liked it. I can brag on the cross because of the proposal of the cross. Man, I got to thinking about that thing. And it says in verse number 16, "And as many as walk according to this rule." I got to thinking about verses like 2 Peter chapter number 3, verse number 9. "For the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is longsuffering to us, we're not willing that any should perish." Oh, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I like in that verse, y'all might have missed it, I'll go back. "For whosoever believeth in him." I'm going to say it again. "For whosoever believeth in him." I like another verse over there, Romans chapter number 10, verse number 13. "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." I'm glad God didn't say, "I'm going to pick and choose by what color they are. I'm going to pick and choose by whether or not they are male or a female or a child or this, or whether they're from this nation or that nation." But God said, "I'm just going to include them all. They're all under sin, for all have come short of the glory of God." Every one of us needs saving. And he said this, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. But God commendeth his love towards us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Amen. "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Oh yeah, it ain't no country club. You ain't got to, somebody better hear me. You ain't got to wear the right clothes. Y'all notice I ain't got no tie on. Things are wicked, straight out of hell, another devil. I'm gonna start a new circle in the Baptist realm. If you wear a tie, you're going to hell. Is everybody all right? They make up crap all the time. I can. Is everybody okay? If you wear a tie, is anybody wearing a tie this morning? Thank God, all right? If you are, you need to be saved. Come here and I'll help you, all right? Who's wearing a tie? Somebody just took it off? No. My son just took his towel. Yeah, man. He has officially converted. The proposal of the cross, every child is welcome. The proposal of the cross, every crime is cleansed. Y'all listen to that again. Every crime is cleansed. That's the proposal of the cross. What do you mean, preacher? I'm glad you asked. It says, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. There ain't one sin that ain't covered. There ain't nothing that ain't covered. That means no matter your crime this morning, no matter what you've done this morning, it's covered by the blood of Jesus. I don't know about y'all, but I like that. Because sometimes I get to thinking what I've done way bigger than what he is, but he lets me know right quick. My blood, one drop of my blood is powerful enough to cover every sin. All sin. Say, preacher, but I've had this happen. I've done this. All sin. The blood of Christ, Jesus Christ, cleanses us from all sin. What a proposal. That's something to brag about. Somebody better help me brag this morning. Y'all got to help me brag this morning, because we've all done things we wouldn't tell nobody else about. You know that testimony time that y'all all look forward to? Where y'all can stand up and brag about what y'all used to be and what you're going to be and all this other stuff? There's some things you don't want to share. Oh yeah, y'all know a lot of my testimony, but I promise you, there's some things you'll never know about me. I need somebody to help me. I think Dalton's already said it. There's some things I ain't never going to let you hear about. My kids don't know about. My wife doesn't know about. My parents don't know about. It's between me and the Lord. I ain't going to brag about it. I ain't about to say it. But it's covered. I'm going to go over here and say it for this group. It's covered. Say it with me. It's covered. Say it again. It's covered. All sin is covered. Say it again. It's covered. Cleanses us from all sin. Say every child is welcome. Every crime is cleansed, and every criminal is forgiven. Is everybody all right? Romans chapter number 4, it says in verse number 7, saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are, here's that word again, covered. Is everybody all right? The Bible says this in Ephesians chapter number 4, verse number 32, and be ye kind to one another. Tenderhearted. Amen. Listen to this. Forgiving one another. Amen. Why in the world? Even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. That's every criminal. Yeah. I need y'all all right. Say, well, I never got thrown in jail. There's a few in here that have. And the Bible says in Colossians chapter number 2, verse number 13, and you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. Amen. That's us. Everybody all right? I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. See, y'all looking into, y'all trying to look into jails, and what y'all missing is the biggest criminals in the world sit in a church house. Amen. And experience amazing grace. Yeah. Oh, yeah. See, you may not have acted out, but we all have it in us. For all, come on, y'all. I need somebody to help me. Say, preacher, I ain't never murdered anybody, but no, but you thought about it. They pulled out in front of you on the road. You was thinking about it. I will run you into the ditch. I need somebody to help me. I know who I'm talking to. Hey, Melissa just pointed at me and said, hey, that's enough. It's enough. It's enough. But they say, closer, preacher. Old black man said, closer, preacher. Closer, preacher. Got on his end. He said, not that close. We see every child is welcome. Every crime is cleansed. Every criminal is forgiven. We see the person of the cross. I can brag because of the person on the cross. Yes, I can brag because of the power of the cross. I can brag because of the proposal of the cross. And lastly, I can brag because of the proof of the cross. I had a hard time with this one because I was wanting to get on it in the power of the cross. But there's a proof of the cross. Remember I said this, therefore if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. I told you old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Listen to what Paul says right here in Galatians chapter number 6. Each one of these points goes with a verse, by the way. He says, verse number 17, for henceforth let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. Paul said this, the proof of the cross is me. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. It wasn't just a change. I am a new creature. The desires that I had before have changed. Now that doesn't mean that I don't battle the flesh. Paul said we battle the flesh, the spirit, or the flesh warreth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And so it does not mean that you and I don't have a battle with the flesh or the desires of the flesh. But what it does mean is that you and I are a new creature with the Holy Spirit living inside of us. Y'all hear me?
Amen.
There's proof of the cross in each one of us. You can look at your testimony. Your profession. I need somebody to hear me right here. The Bible says that those that are saved will not be ashamed. It says that over in Romans chapter number 10. It says, Paul said it in Romans chapter number 1 and verse number 16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation.
That's right.
So by our profession, it's proof that we're saved. Some of you need to quit being scared. Some of you need to quit being bashful and shy about being saved. And just do like Paul did and said, I ain't got nothing to brag about in me, but I will brag on the cross. I will brag on the person of the cross. I'll brag on the power of the cross. I'll brag on the proposal of the cross. It's for whosoever. He said, but I'll brag about the proof of the cross too. He said, because it changed me. And though you and I have not gone through anything like Paul has, you can go over to 2 Corinthians chapter number 11 and take a look from verse number 23 to verse number 27 at what Paul went through, and you'll say, wow, I'm not even a good Christian. But what Paul is saying is that every one of us that are saved, there should be some marks on us. Hey, I'm not who I used to be, Jesse. I'm not where I want to be. I'm not where I need to be, but I am definitely not who I used to be. And anybody that knew me back then would tell you, I don't know much about that Bible, but I know this. It changed him. This morning, how different is your life? Come on, y'all. How different is your life? Can you look back to where you were before you got saved and where you are at right now? Do you see? Is there something that's changed? They should. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. If you saved in here this morning, you ought to be able to stand up and say, hey, I'm not who I used to be.
Amen.
May not be who I want to be. I may not be who I need to be, but I am definitely not who I used to be.
Amen. That's right.
Man, I'm going to tell you what this world needs. Some Christians like Paul that says, I'm not ashamed. I'm not brag about me. I'm not brag about who I was. I'm not brag about what I'm going to do. I'm going to live in the presence and I'm going to brag about Him. I'm going to live right now and I'm going to brag about Him. I'm going to brag about that cross and the glories of that cross. The only thing to brag about is the person of the cross, power of the cross, the proposal of the cross. And the proof of the cross. And I hope, I know I'm looking at a bunch of Christians that are different than what they used to be.
Yeah, that's right.
She's coming to that piano. We're coming to the altar. Because we're not very good at bragging. We got to get better, Brother Kenny. We're gonna have to get down here and get closer to Him so we can get better at this bragging on Him thing. Come on. Come on. You come to church. Don't waste a trip. Come find a place around the altar. Paul said, I ain't got nothing to brag about. Ain't nothing in me. Ain't nothing I've done. Ain't nothing I can do. It's all about Him. It's all about what He did. Maybe there's somebody in here this morning. The basis of your religion is what you've accomplished or what you've done. You tell folks, I ain't done this or I ain't done that. I ain't never did this or I do this. And you're no different than the churches at Galatia that was infiltrated by these Judaizers that was telling them you got to add this to salvation. You got to add that to salvation. There's nothing that you and I can boast of or glory in save the cross. If you're here this morning, you don't know Christ as your personal Savior. Maybe you've placed your trust and faith in your own ability, your goodness, your kindness. Maybe there's never been a time in your life where you've trusted Christ. Nobody's ever taken a Bible and shown you how to be saved. If that's you this morning, you say, preacher, I do not know. If I was to die sitting in the chair I'm sitting in, right at this moment, preacher, I do not know where I'd spend eternity. If that's you this morning, nobody's looking around, just me. Everybody else has their heads bowed and their eyes closed. Please help me with this. If you say, preacher, I'm not sure if I was to die today where I'd spend eternity, I want you to look right up at me. So all I'm asking you to do, is anybody like that? Make eye contact with me. If I ain't seeing you, just wave at me. You can put your hand down. I'm not going to embarrass you or come to you. Is there anybody like that? And be honest with me this morning. Preacher, I'm not sure. Anybody like that? Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you this morning, Lord, thanking you. Lord, for the cross. Lord, I ain't nothing. There's nothing I've done. There's nothing I could do. There's nothing I've accomplished. But God, I rest in the power of the cross, the person. Lord, being you on that cross. Lord, I'm thankful for the proposal of that cross, Lord, that you'd take whosoever's. Lord, I pray this morning that there's proof of the cross in my life. Lord, I pray my life bears the marks of the cross. God, how you've changed me. Lord, I pray that I am a testimony to others. Lord, of the power of the cross and your love to us. Lord, thank you again, Lord, for a wonderful morning at church. Lord, I pray that you'd bless us as we go our separate ways. Bring us back safely. God, we'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.